Hi, welcome back to the Eight Pillars podcast. I'm Kate, and I'm very excited about today's episode. It's going to be technically a little overdue by the time this goes out. It will have been, I think, like 2 weeks since the spring equinox, which took place on, I think it was March 19th. And then I think that Aries season started March 20th. I think they were a day apart this year. But Aries season, the best season, my favorite season because I am an Aries. I'm not a March Aries, though. I'm the very beginning of the April Aries people, and I love it. I love being an Aries. I also love springtime. It's my favorite time of year, so I'm very lucky to have my birthday around my favorite time of year, although I will say that my birthday is April 1st, and usually there's like a snowstorm, some sort of rain. Like this weekend is the weekend before my birthday, and there's a snowstorm coming, and I think a rainstorm near us, but a snowstorm not too far from us. So not fully in the swing of things with spring, but we have been having a few occasional warm days, so it's coming. And I just love the feeling of spring coming when we have more daylight. I just feel all of the seasonal depression leaving my body when I can end work and have more than just 10 minutes of sunlight before it's pitch black, because that's a little bit depressing. So the other day I was working out, and in the middle of my workout, it was after work, I opened up my back garage door like I used to in the summer, and the sun was still out, and I just stood there in the sun even though it was a little bit too cold for that. It's just so nice to have the sun out. I just need to be in it as whenever I get the chance, because I've been missing it this past winter. I've definitely been feeling the effects of the darkness and the cold, even though it was a shorter winter and we didn't even have crazy snow or anything compared to other winters. But I don't know, I think I just noticed it a lot more in the routine that I'm in now, where I don't get the opportunity to be outside in the sunlight while it is up. So, totally been loving the signs of spring, all the birds chirping. Spring is just a great time for a fresh start and kind of like a renewal. I feel like a lot of us feel almost brand new during this time of year because the weather just like brings us out of our hibernation, similar to the animals. So I want to talk about the spiritual meaning of spring and how we can kind of have a productive spring reset to kick off spring the best way possible and feel our best going forward, and kind of getting rid of any negativity or past versions of ourselves that we want to leave with the winter. Let them die with the winter, because spring comes, but there has to be a death before the renewal that we get from spring. So whatever you would like to release, take mental note of that now throughout this episode as you listen, and be thinking about the person that you would like to be and start working towards being throughout the spring season, and what you have to leave behind in order to do that. So there's so many different signs in nature during springtime that relate to the spiritual meaning of it. So flowers are blooming, signifying a fresh start, rebirth, and there's more daylight, which signifies more time for action and to be outside. Whereas winter, there's more darkness, so there's more of a sign to use that time to rest. And then Aries is also the first zodiac sign, so this is the astrological new year. So maybe all of your New Year's resolutions didn't really go as planned. I personally do feel like it feels like a new year when the actual new year starts, like in January, but some people don't relate and they feel like with spring feels more like a fresh start, which I also see that side because it's a new season. Like we go through our calendar new year from winter to winter, but the astrological new year, we go from winter to spring, and we can actually see that around us in nature. So it does really feel like an actual fresh start. There's at least more signs of it around us, whereas our calendar new year is kind of just by choice and just knowing that the number is about to change. So we usually will try to start our New Year's resolutions then. But if yours didn't work out so well for you, now is a great time to have a second chance at a fresh start. So let's talk about a few of the spiritual meanings of spring. So spring is a great great time for love. It symbolizes love, whether it be for yourself or others. And I think that in the winter, we take time to go into ourselves and go within. So when spring arrives, we're able to give more outwardly a little bit. So whether that means giving more in your job, in your work, giving more to your romantic relationship, or giving more of your time to your friends, I think that we can view it kind of however we want. And you can also still look at it like giving more love to yourself, giving more love to your friends, to your romantic relationship, giving more love to your work, and just more aligned action where you're coming more at a place of inspiration rather than doing things just to do them like we might find ourselves doing in the winter, because spiritually we're requiring a lot more rest during that season. So another thing that spring kind of symbolizes is innocence. So there are new flowers blooming. It symbolizes a fresh start. So it's kind of like unspoiled beginning. So just like we kind of feel at the new year in January, this is also the astrological new year. Spring also symbolizes innocence because we do kind of feel like, okay, we can leave everything else behind that might have went wrong. And now is the time to have an actual fresh start. And this is where any of the inner work that we did during the winter season in anything difficult that might have come up for us internally, this is a great time to forgive yourself and kind of allow yourself to have that fresh start and not hold on to any past grudges towards other people or even towards yourself. Any sort of guilt or anger you have towards yourself, disappointment, now is the time to release that and embrace the kind of unspoiled beginnings that we now have. Spring also symbolizes abundance, and this is just seen in nature. I feel like nature is the best representation of abundance. If you're ever feeling like there's not enough of something, take a step outside and look around. There are trees everywhere you see. There are endless birds everywhere you see. There are endless blades of grass everywhere you look. Abundance can be seen in nature, and I think that nature is the best reminder for us to tap back into an abundance mindset if we're ever feeling more like we're operating out of lack. And I think spring is a time that this is really amplified, especially if you live in an area where you do experience the actual weather changes of winter. It definitely can feel like, yeah, there's still a lot of trees outside, but most of the trees are bare in the winter. There's not as much sunlight. So it's a lot more normal to operate out of a place of lack in the winter and kind of feel that energy because of how nature is expressing it. But in the springtime, nature is really like, now is my time to show you all the abundance that is around you. So those are just a few meanings of spring spiritually. And then now I want to get into some suggestions of things that you can do to kind of have a fresh spring reset. And these are just some things that I'm keeping in mind. Do whatever you want. Don't feel like you have to completely change your lifestyle now that it's spring and the astrological new year. I just think that some of these things could serve as inspiration, especially if you have been going through a little slump like I have these past few weeks. So I'm definitely excited for the energy that springtime is bringing because I'm really, really needing it right now. So this is a great time to put your inner work to the test and try to use the skills or even the lessons that you learned during the winter months. So whatever plans you made during the winter months, like now is the time to start putting some of those plans and goals into action. So this is a great time for you to start your workout or your healthy eating routine, start taking the Pilates classes or going on runs, whatever you told yourself that you want to start doing once there's more sunlight or once it's warmer outside, because I know that I have a few of those things. I completely stopped doing my 5 a.m. workouts in the winter because it was just getting very draining for me. So I kind of just listened to my body and what I needed and did them after work. But I definitely am missing my 5 a.m. workouts because of the energy that it brings me throughout the day and also the time that it allows me to have after work. And now I want that time even more now that the sun's out after work. Whereas before I was like, whatever, it's dark anyways, might as well save my workout for after work. So whatever you've been telling yourself, just like me, that you'll do once there's more sunlight or it gets nicer outside, try to start working towards that now. Take any class you might have been wanting to take. Start your podcast, start your social media business, whatever it is that you've been thinking about, now is the best time to do it because the energy of the season is really supporting us to do right now. So take advantage of that energy. And it might take a little bit longer to ease into. We're coming out of winter. It's still March. I think when this episode is going to go out, it might be, yeah, when this episode goes out, it'll be the first week of April. But it's still early, so don't feel too much pressure to go, 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 but just try to keep it in the back of your mind so that you can ease into it and take advantage of this mode motivating, kind of uplifting energy that spring brings us. But I think that you won't need much help if the weather does hopefully start to reflect what season we're in. Because I think that the second that we have a warm day and the sun's out until 7 o'clock, I think everybody feels that rush of energy and inspiration. So my next suggestion is to give out what you wish to receive. So remember that what you give, you get back. So use this time to extend that energy outwardly that you wish to receive. So if you want to be a better friend, a better sibling, a better parent, a better child, coworker, then begin putting those goals into action and watch to see the positive energy that you receive back to you. So just like I said, winter's more of a time to go inward, focus on yourself, give more energy to yourself. Now is a time where we have a lot more energy to not only give to ourselves, but also extend energy out to others. And when you do so in a positive way, then you will be able to feel that energy come right back to you. Then my next suggestion is to practice trusting in the abundance that is around you. So I just talked about how during the springtime, nature is the best symbol of abundance that we could possibly ever need. So this is a great time to start practicing having an abundance mindset. So if you're constantly thinking in a way that you're like, oh my God, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough energy. If you're a culprit of living in a lack mindset where you feel like there just aren't enough people out there, there isn't enough money, not enough time, I would suggest doing some meditations to practice shifting this mindset of lack into one of abundance. And I've done one by Bob Proctor. You can just find it on YouTube. I like to start my day with it since our brain is at the best place to receive early in the morning and actually make use of what we receive at that time of morning when it's one of like the first things that we take in when we wake up. So if you can do some sort of abundance meditation, you can also do it at night before you go to bed. I also really like to do that. And just sit there, close your eyes. I mean, listen to the meditations, but usually they're about envisioning the abundance that is around you. So like I'll sit there and I'll be envisioning the trees in my backyard and then how many trees there are in the areas that surround me and then going farther and farther and farther out until I'm like outside of my entire state. Just visualize abundance in whatever way suits you best. I just find that nature makes the most sense to me. So it's the best visualization for me, but start to visualize there being plenty of whatever it is that you feel like you're lacking. So of course, a lot of us don't feel like we're lacking nature, but that's one of the best ways for us to get started thinking in this abundance mindset because it's the most believable. So then you can go forward from that visualization and move on to money or move on to people. Maybe you don't feel like you have enough friends where you live. Maybe you don't feel like you have enough time. Start visualizing time freeing up. Picture a calendar and your time throughout each month just freeing up and then visualize a year calendar and how much time you look like you have on that year calendar. Whatever practice works best for you, you can seriously find any sort of abundance meditation on YouTube. Just try to start practicing that now because I feel like spring energy is supporting us the most to do it right now. So really take advantage of that because when you trust that there's enough all around you without you needing to do anything extra to receive it, then things will effortlessly flow to you. Because I think the biggest thing with a lack mindset that we often forget is that there is so much available to us and so much in abundance that we don't always have to just like work our asses off for it in order to get it. Sometimes we just have to trust a little bit more that there is enough and when it's the right time for us and when we're tuned into the receiving energy where we do believe that there is enough for us, then that is when it will come to us without us having to bend over backwards to get it. Then my next suggestion is to, like I kind of mentioned earlier, do some forgiveness work and releasing of past versions of yourself. So I personally feel like winter is my biggest time for reflection. That's also what the season kind of supports us to do as well. The darkness of the winter symbolizes shadow, which is a great time to really look at your past, look at the parts of yourself that you don't really like to look at, and actually take a deeper look at them in order to release what isn't working for you anymore, release past grudges that you've been holding on to, or past experiences that are still affecting your mindset in a negative way. way today. And now is the best time to be like, okay, I did that work and now I am ready to actually let it go and not keep always going back to my shadow. Like, now is the time to take the lessons that you learned from doing that inner work and actually start implementing them into your life. So I've been listening a lot to the To Be Magnetic podcast. It's called Expanded, and they're always talking about practicing determining what limiting belief you have about yourself, and then sit and journal out all the small moments since you were a child where you think that this belief was formed. So I've sat and I've done this, and it can be about anything. It can be about something like, you don't believe that you're capable of getting a job that pays a certain salary. And then you go back into every moment since you were little that you can possibly think of and start listing out every moment that you think might have contributed to you having this belief. Maybe you overheard a conversation of two adult figures in your life talking about how hard it has been for them to make any more than $50,000 a year, and they don't have anybody in their life that they've ever seen do it. Something as small as that, even just an observation of something that happened around you, could be a factor. So even if you are questioning like, oh, I don't know if that really affected me, just write it down and make a big list. You'll be surprised how much will actually just start flowing when you really start thinking about it. And then what you do after that is you write a forgiveness letter to that past version of yourself so that you can like symbolically forgive and release that version of you and those beliefs that no longer support the person that you want to be today. So I think one of the best ways to kind of grow past something is to acknowledge what the problem is, or at least where it might have come from. Because a lot of times we just go through life and we might even know that we have a limiting belief, like I'm not capable of losing X amount of pounds, or I'm not capable of getting that healthy relationship that I've always wanted to get. But we never take the time to sit and be like, why do I even think this? Like, where did this come from? Go as far back as like 5 years old and try to remember little things that might have contributed to this belief. If you can practice doing this, I think you'll be really, really surprised how easy it will come, and also how much it will kind of invalidate that belief, and you'll start actually questioning it, which will lead you to actually moving past it and releasing it. And then my last suggestion is to get rid of the old to welcome more of the new. I've talked about this before in terms of manifestation, and we've all heard of spring cleaning. So this is a great time to clean out your space or your closet or your car, because a clean space will put into reality the energy of newness and a fresh start, because there's a very specific feeling that we have when we do a deep clean, right? We just kind of feel like our space is brand new. So anything that you can have to tap you into that energy of newness and a fresh start, do it. So I think a great way to do this, like, I'm somebody who likes to kind of see things. So if I have a fresh car, like my car is all nice and clean, I just cleaned out my whole closet, like everything looks so organized and nice, that makes me tap into that energy a lot more easily. And then of course the next step is to try to clean out our mind. So how many tabs do you constantly have open in your mind? Like on your computer and on your phone, how many tabs do you always have open on your mind? Like actually sit there, you could write it out. I constantly recently have had tabs open about money, saving my money. I've had tabs open about my new apartment and things that I want to buy for it. I've had tabs open about my vacation and clothes that I want to, okay, a lot of this comes back to money and buying things. I've had tabs open about studying. I have an exam coming up, so that's a tab that's always open in my mind. And then just like work tab, working out tab, fitness goals, trying to eat a certain way, that tab. There are so many tabs that we have open in our mind on a regular day, and a lot of them we consistently go back to. So take inventory of what you spend most of your time thinking about and make a list of these things. I like the tab example because I feel like that really resonates and is a great way to think about it. And then try to work on resolving why these are reoccurring thoughts or worries and practice allowing them to pass instead of giving them any more power. So of course a great way to do this is meditation, but I don't just want to throw out meditation and journaling as every single suggestion for you guys. But I'm sure we've all, if you haven't done a meditation before, if you have, I'm sure we've all done the meditations where they're like, okay, whatever thoughts come to your mind, let them pass. Act like you are a outside viewer of your thoughts, and you're sitting there and watching them pass in front of you, and then you're allowing them to keep going. I feel like everybody's done that meditation. But something else that I really like to do that really helps me is if I feel really, really flustered, or I just have so much on my mind that I feel like I need to get it out in some way other than journaling, I will just like word vomit into the notes on my phone, the notes app, and I'll type out like an entire paragraph of what I'm thinking. But I think another great way to do this, say you're driving. If I've had a lot on my mind before, I've just talked out loud while I'm driving and just said everything that I'm possibly thinking about. Like I'm having a conversation with somebody, but I'm not, it's just myself. It sounds a little bit crazy of me, but you could also do a voice recording. I think sometimes if we're able to read back or listen back to everything that we're thinking about, it kind of just like de-escalates the severity and the dramatics of whatever we're thinking about and makes it a lot less intense, a lot less overwhelming. So voice record, word vomit into your notes on your phone, and just get it out some way. Journaling is another great way to do it, but personally, when I have a lot on my hand will cramp up if I'm going to actually write it all out, and that sometimes will discourage me from journaling. So I think a much faster way, like we can all probably text pretty fast, type it out on your phone or just talk out loud if you're in a place where you can just let it all out. I think that those are two of the best ways to do this. So empty out our minds and empty out our space. Make things new, make things fresh, change your screensavers on your computer, on your phone. Just make things feel new, feel energized so that you can make room for all of the blessings and all of the manifestations that you want to call into your life, because now is the time to do it. But yeah, that is all that I have for this week's episode. It was a little bit of a shorter one, but this is an exciting time of year. So I definitely wanted to make an episode all for this season because it is one of my favorites. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you so much for listening. Please leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review if you can. It would be great. And follow the podcast Instagram, The 8 Pillars. And I will see you next week.